And I'm just noticing, speaking of time, that Goddess Crystal, we don't see her in the room yet. When she is in the room, Hay House, we can add her to the conversation. I don't see her here on my side yet. Oh, there she is. Yay. Okay, good. All right. So let me just finish up. Yay. I'm so happy to see you. All right. So Instagram folks, y'all are going to end in a second, but you need to come to the Hay House Facebook page. You don't need to have Facebook in order to be able to see this conversation. Okay. All right. Good. Yay. You don't want to miss this. Okay. All right. Good. All right. So what else? Let's see. Practice what it feels like to be lucky. What does it mean to have resources at your disposal? How does your nervous system feel when faced with abundance? Do you feel safe? And then there is more. And she is in correspondence with the Ace of Pentacles, okay? And our declaration is, I open my arms wide to all wealth flowing my way, all right? So Instagram, I'll see y'all peoples over here, okay? All right? Yay! Hello, Goddess Crystal!
Hello, how are you?
I am so excited about this conversation. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. I claim that energy. I've been feeling it. Spring is about to spring, and it just limitless prosperity vibe. So I'm all about that.
Yay for limitless prosperity. And congratulations on your new launch too.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. It's a book called 111 Oracle Spreads for Every Day. So whether it's Abiola's decks, my decks, Colette's decks, whoever decks you have, or if you're looking to like refresh your practice and kind of use some old decks, you have some old ones in your collection you want to use. So it's a perfect way to dive into some spreads. And just with our conversation, I have some spreads that have to do with like tapping into your ancestors and familial roots, which is important. And I know that's kind of the topic of your deck and our conversation today.
Yay. I am so excited about that. And it made me yelped audibly when I saw your book, because I kept feeling like, okay, like I need a book of spreads. Like, I feel like I want to create a book of spreads. And then with yours, you know, like when you see something, you're wanting to create it, but not because you necessarily want to create it, but you feel like it needs to be in the world. And then someone else creates it and you're like, good, she did it. Now it exists. Yes. So I downloaded, in fact, your book onto my Kindle. So it's on my phone so that I have it awesome. All the time, which is really cool. So let's talk about, I call spreads maps. You know, I tend to think of them as a map in order to read your cards. Right. So share with people, because most people are probably unfamiliar with exactly what a spread is. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. So when people buy a deck, one of the first, comments I get, a lot of feedback I get is like, where do I start? Like, how do I move forward and how do I get the most out of this? And what I think is the most practical and easiest way is to use a spread, which is basically a map or a formation of cards with a specific topic. So you have guidance, you have a clear position. So if you want to know about like, hey, I just want some clarity on where I am and where I'm going. So that could be a past, present, future spread, which is a three card spread. Or say like, oh, I'm having a lot of issues with my family. I just need some clarity. I created a chapter that has to do with family, home life, all of these things. And I wanted to make it in a way where as humans, we have all of these things that we go through. And if you own decks and you use decks for clarity or self-awareness, these spreads allow you to get very specific and not feel like you pull some cards and you don't know what means. So I have, okay, this first position represents something specific. This second position represents something specific. So I have a very clear way of getting guidance on what I'm asking about specifically. And I can take from that exactly what I'm asking and then move forward. So whether I have a question about, oh, it's Mercury retrograde, how is this going to affect me? I touch on that. Or like, I don't really know what's going on in my life and I just want some guidance on, you know, kind of where I'm going or self-reflection. And I have a little bit of that. I joke around and say, everybody wants to know about love and money, and that's great. But also Oracle decks can be used for so many other things. And one of my favorite ways to use it is just self-awareness and reflection. We're always growing. we're evolving, we're changing. So I'm always like checking back, because who I am today isn't who I was 5 years ago. And it's just something that never, the work is never done. So, you know, we're always healing and learning and unlearning and evolving. And so that's one of the, like, my favorite things and ways to use Oracle decks, because they'll never be antiquated. And that was the goal of this book, is to have a book that can grow with you and your practice. So if you have decks, or even if you have old decks that have been sitting on your shelf forever and you're kind of bored with them, my hope is that my book allows you to refresh your practice, refresh your relationship with those decks, and breathe new life into it, basically.
Very cool. So is that the book there? Did I hear? Is that the, hold it up. Let's see. Hold it up. Hold it up.
I have some notes in here.
Okay.
There we go. So here's the card.
Book, 111 Oracle spreads for every day. Okay. So I'm going to ask you now, let's do some divination with your book just do a random page, and let's see what spread we are being called to use. And just so there are spreads that are in here as well. Okay. But as Goddess Crystal said, this is a way to deepen your practice, and you can use these with any deck.
Okay. So it's funny that, cause I first picked one that's way too long, too involved, but okay. So I picked one, and it's funny that came to this page, cause I know earlier you were talking about creativity. Mm-hmm. I think you pulled a card and talking about that. So this spread is called the Creative Spark spread. Divination allows you to tap into the creative spark of inspiration within you. Whether you're a writer, artist, musician, dancer, etc., this spread can help you not only intuitively tap into your inner creativity and ignite new ideas, but find ways to sustain that first burst of flame and grow it into a bonfire that warms and lights up the lives of everyone circled around it. And this was inspired by, so I'm an artist, so I illustrate my decks, I paint, I'm a graphic designer, do a little bit of everything. And so I'm always looking for different ways to spark creativity. And that's one thing people don't tend to go to Oracle cards for, but it's great. Like, it can give you new ideas. And if you're a writer, character development and all these cool things. So I'll just put it here and I'll read it. So
Okay, one, two, and three. Okay, so screenshot this, screenshot that. If you don't have the book, just screenshot it.
Hold it up.
And then you can use this spread. Okay, beautiful. Okay, excellent. Now, what was the one that was too long? Let us see. Let's see the too long one.
It's called a chakra healing spread. So if you're not familiar with chakras, they're energy centers in the body, each representing different things. I don't want to take up too much time, but basically energy centers, where the base chakra represents stability, the root chakra stability, finances, like that kind of thing that makes you feel grounded, and all the way up to your crown chakra, which is you being in tune and one with the divine and able to receive connections and messages. So there are more than seven chakras, but seven chakras are the main ones that we usually talk about. So it talks about using the energy centers and getting guidance from that. So for example, the card one represents the root, and it is, what is the base of the situation?
Wait. Hold it up for us first. Yeah, people need to see. Okay, so screenshot.
So it's very easy. 1 through 7 cards.
Excellent.
And then if you want to screenshot that, just flip it after you screenshot it.
Okay.
But it goes through and basically explains each position, which is like, you know, root, sacral, all the chakras up to the crown. Mm-hmm. And what that represents. So if you're looking for clarity or healing, it's like, okay, for the root chakra, what is the base of the situation? If I have a card that represents, you know, growth, or represents finances, or represents, that's something, oh, okay, I can dig into that. Or how does the situation affect you emotionally? If the card, you know, that comes out represents maybe, you know, it's allowing you to grow, or allowing you to be calm, or maybe frustrate you. It allows you to dive a little deeper into not only your energy centers, but what you're feeling. Because one of the things I've noticed is how we feel might not be the root of the situation. And that's another beauty of using Oracle cards, is to really get to the root of the issue. Because I can say I'm upset and I'm angry, but it's really a disappointment that's really nagging at me, or I feel resentment from the way I was treated, and it's showing up in longer, but it's really something else. And I think that's the greatest gift of using Oracle decks and examining yourself and our situations. And I think it improves our relationship with the people around us.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Hey House, I'm going to ask you also if we could, can we give, do a giveaway for her book as well? I know this is about the deck, but we're talking about prosperity, limitless prosperity. So Hey House, let me know. We can do that. Not put y'all on the spot.
If they aren't able to,
we'll do it. Yeah. If not, I'll go. Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. So even though that was a long spread, I love working with the chakras. So I'm going to let's do that spread. Okay. Beautiful brown queen. I see her here. She's saying, sometimes I don't know what to ask the card. So this book will really help me. She's the winner. Hey House, let's find beautiful brown queen. She's the winner of the book. So let's, if we can put her comment.
Yes, you can purchase on Hay House.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to shuffle. Okay. And then this is going to be specifically for everyone in the circle. And then Goddess Crystal, even though you've never worked with this deck, you're going to do some laser connection reading for folks together. Okay. All right. So I'm pulling and I have no desk in front of me. So somehow I'm going to, from my lap up to the computer, we're going to do the seven chakras. All right. So here's our root chakra. Okay. And here is our sacral chakra. Here is our solar plexus chakra. Okay. Here we go. Heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, and crown chakra. Okay. So let's play. I love getting to, oh my gosh, like how awesome to get together and like play like this. Like
this is fun. This is fun.
This is why you need people in your life that are in alignment. Okay. So root chakra, we pulled altar of fire that represents good juju. So can you give us a flash reading for
chakra
and so, good juju?
So I feel like, I don't have your guidebook, but just based on good juju and what that means. I feel like the base of the situation is conjuring up this goodness. You talked about creativity. You talked about the potential and the basically abundance, like the rich and successful, all these things. Don't deny yourself. The base, I feel like, is this security. So when you don't feel stable, sometimes you can forget the goodness. You can forget the opportunities. You can kind of tap into this feeling of lack. And I feel like the base of the situation is remembering there are things that can work in your favor. So keep that in mind when that root chakra, you might not be feeling as stable. So the base of the situation is remembering there is always an opportunity to tap into luck, abundance, opportunity, creativity, and guidance and all of that.
Beautiful. And it's the same energy we've been talking about, you know, the energy of prosperity and
absolutely
totally in alignment with that. Okay. So next up, moving up now, we have our sacral chakra, which is your reproductive region. And so in our sacral chakra, I'm looking to make sure I'm going in the right order.
Yep, that's right.
On my lap. No, with the cards.
Oh, where the cards are.
I think that, the way that, because I moved. This was, sacral chakra. Okay, so we have the griot, who represents blissed energy, being blissed.
How does the situation affect you emotionally? Tap into that bliss, and you mentioned it. You have to like feel it. And it's hard to do when you don't see it. I feel like we're coming out of winter, stagnancy, you know, some people even have seasonal depression and all of these things that kind of make you forget, or you don't see the harvest, or you don't see the growth. But I feel like when you tap into this and remember the goodness and remember the things that can happen, you're able to tap into that emotion of like happiness and excitement. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you're preparing for what's to come. You're expecting it to come. So remember, like when you tap into that emotionally, it's like, I don't know if you hear about people that are sad and it's like, I want to listen to sad songs to kind of like affirm what I'm feeling.
I've done that. Yes.
Of course. And we all do that.
Sad songs all the above.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you do that, at some point you say, okay, I'm ready to move out of this. So it's the same thing now, like tap into that blissfulness that, okay, it's time to move out into this spring energy of opportunity, growth, and abundance.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now the things shift dramatically when we get to our solar plexus, ancestral card here is Jumbi, which my Caribbean people will represent, will see in the energy and be in alignment and understand, which represents in this deck total disruption.
Total disruption. So how can you tap? So the prompt is, how can you tap into your personal power? Sometimes we're shaken up. And I call this being out of the comfort zone. And sometimes personal power comes from doing things that we have not done before. Mm-hmm. And if you think like, so in a lot of my decks I study chakras, astrology, all these things. I see this as like the north node and south node. Mm-hmm. The things that we're used to that come easy, our talents, our skills we come into this life with, can also be the things that keep us stagnant. The challenges, we got to shake things up to go to that north node. They're more difficult. It's not comfortable. But we have this, these gifts and these skills that allow us to transition, but it's not going to be fun. So sometimes tapping into that personal power requires you to shake some stuff up, and it's not fun. And I feel like I'm going through this in my life right now. I'm being redirected and it feels like a disruption. And I'm like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And that happened when I had my first spiritual awakening or experience. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, what is going on? And a lot of times we see it as bad because it's uncomfortable and it's not familiar. But sometimes that is how we get back to that personal power, is being uncomfortable and learning new things about ourselves and shifting. So that's how I see that. Like, sometimes tapping into that personal power does require disruption and a shakeup. And you're talking about your alignment with tarot. I see this as like a tower card or moment. It's not always bad, but sometimes you got to be shaken up out of your out of your staleness or stagnancy, because it's like, no, new things. We got to move forward.
Yes. That it's, instead of it falling up, we think it's falling apart. It's falling together, really. Together.
Absolutely. Okay.
So along that energy, it still continued with that same vibration, moving up to the heart chakra, the shadow, trials and tribulations. So
this is beautiful.
Yeah.
What needs more love and compassion? Your shadow. Nobody is perfect. We are all constantly healing and working. And sometimes we're shown sides of ourselves that we don't want to face, but you have to love every part of yourself, the good, the bad, the ugly. All of it makes us who we are. And we all have these parts. So my belief is, if you show yourself more love and compassion with these sides, you'll be able to show other people, because sometimes we can get very judgmental about people and how they handle situations. But we have to learn how to do that. And when you show yourself compassion and you realize like, oh, I'm growing, or, oh, I don't like that about myself, maybe I want to work on that, you might see things in other people and give people grace. Like, granted, don't let people run over you, but giving people grace because you're giving yourself grace. So I think embracing your shadow and working on these things that we're constantly being shown, like, oh, this needs work now. Oh, this needs work now, is how we grow and how we kind of embrace all these aspects of ourselves.
Okay, so moving on up to the throat chakra. Okay, so now we're the energy is lightening up a little bit. This is the star.
Okay.
And the star is representing spiritual rebirth.
So this card is, you said the throat, right?
Yes.
So what needs to be communicated or expressed? And this is really who you are. I see spirituality, whatever that looks like for you, as a very personal thing. The star is like how you shine. So when you speak the truth of who you are, speak your authenticity. We're here talking about ancestors. My dad has come to visit me in my dreams, my grandparents. That's nothing I'm like ashamed about, or like, it's not weird to me, because it's happened. So it's like, when you're tapping into your spirituality, don't be afraid to communicate that, what that looks like for you and how that affects you, because you connect with like-minded people and people who can almost help you along the journey. I do feel like we connect with people that can affirm what we're experiencing and even make us feel confident to continue and scream it loud and proud, because you never know what this is leading to. When I started experiencing all these things, imagine if I said, oh, this is weird. No, like, I've built a whole business, a whole, like, tapped into talents and gifts and and people have come to me and told me I'm helping them. So just imagine when you communicate like who you are and your spiritual path, how it might positively impact other people.
Okay. All right. Well said. Okay. So continuing now. So if we were doing a one-on-one reading, I would pull a clarification card because we have showing up for the third eye back to the same energy before. This is very interesting. The deviant energy of chaos and destruction, which is actually, this is actually the Tower card.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me see what the prompt is. I think I know what this represents.
Okay.
So the third eye is, what is your intuition telling you? I have felt this energy lately of people who are offended by the light. And what I mean by that is I don't want to say jealousy, but almost if I'm not living in my truth, I'm offended by you living in your truth. I'm offended by your shining. I am going to, it's just this rhetoric I'm seeing in comments online, social media, people seem angry, people seem triggered. And I think it's a matter of, if your intuition is telling you, you are meeting people like this or around people like this, I've had to, kind of shift who I'm around and what I'm, because if it doesn't align with you, if you feel something's off, you feel some energy is not vibrating at the same level of you, trust your intuition. Trust it, because as you ascend and as you, you know, grow and experience, not everybody's going to be happy for you. Not everybody is going to understand it. And people might even try to bring you down or have nefarious kind of intentions. And I think this card is telling you, we'd like to think it's all love and light, but it's not. So if your intuition is telling you that this, you know, beware of this situation, people, person, place, or thing, trust it, believe it.
Yes. Okay. And then our crown chakra is Father God representing the radical truth.
Wow. Like, I don't think it gets any more like full circle.
Look at the violet. Look at the violet.
Beautiful. And the prompt for the crown is, how can your connection to source assist you? Hello, tap into source. You are source. You are one with source. Tap into that. Trust that. I think a lot of times people doubt, like, little old me, like, I don't have, yes, we all have the ability to tap into that wisdom and to grow and to move forward and to be inspired. Because I feel like when we're inspired from source, we inspire other people. And a lot of people don't know that I am an introvert homebody, because when I get on and I start talking, I get excited because I'm passionate. And that's one thing that has made me feel more comfortable talking about, like, my journey and these things and my inspiration, because it's completely authentic. And I feel like people can see the passion and they can see that this is authentic. And when it is, people can recognize it. You know, the old saying, like, real recognizes real. Basically, like, when you're authentic, people can tell, and that might inspire somebody else to be authentic in their own way. But I think that's just, I mean, it's basically source. The card is source. How can your connection to source assist you? Tap into it. Yeah. Tap into that energy. Trust that you can, and be willing to follow your inspiration, because I think that'll lead you places like you would never expect, like where I am now, what I'm doing now. If you asked me 6 years ago, I'd been like, what? That makes no sense. I was working as an engineer traveling the world, you know? So, but trusting these divine detours and trusting the guidance. I remember feeling like I needed to make a tarot deck. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm an engineer. And I just felt drawn to the art. I drew, as I was drawing, I was healing, because I was realizing, I was like experiencing all these ups and downs, and this is a human experience. And what can I learn from this? Wow, I'm learning so much. And that just led me on a whole journey. So really just tapping in and be open to wherever that leads you.
Oh, this was so much fun. Are you going to be in Phoenix for I Can Do It?
No, I'm not going to be in Phoenix.
Okay.
I hope you guys have a wonderful time.
Okay. Well, we have to find another time to collaboration. There's something.
This was perfect. And it's so fun to do things like this, because as I'm talking, like when I finish, I'm like, oh, I needed to hear that. Yeah. So, and it's just, and why I love how we discuss these things. And there's a lot of stuff out right now that's kind of done for trendy purposes. But when we really talk about it from a sense of being able to heal and being able to learn, all of these things I'm talking about and all these things I'm creating are from experience, and they help me, and hopefully they help other people, and how I think about things and how we process, how you were like, you know, this is just how it came out, and how it's like, we're just able to channel these things and talking about it. I, you know, hope and pray that it's a kind of an example of when you apply these things, how it can show up in your life in a very positive way.
Oh, thank you, sis. Thank you so much for this conversation. Oh my gosh, I feel like we just packed so much, like, power into, like, 25 minutes. Like, if you can, I know she talks fast and I talk fast, and we're both like just vibing. If you need to rewatch this, please go and rewatch this. Wait, Goddess Crystal, I see my mom has typed a message here.
Hi, mom.
So Norma Abrams is my mom. It says, this discussion is very real, teaching, explaining, healing, and guiding us. You are very much, ladies, love it. Just love it.
Hi, mom. Yes, thank you.
So, Goddess Crystal, let people know where to find you, the book, everything like that.
For sure. So you can find me on Instagram at crystal.banner. So same spelling. Also my website, crystalbanner.com. It has all the links for like my book. I also have a business called kaleidodope.com. You don't have to worry about spelling it. Just go to my personal website. You'll go there. But it'll have like all my decks. So outside of decks, I create a little bit of everything. Like I said, I'm just an artist, a business owner. But the inspiration behind everything is connection, is self-discovery, it's wellness, spirituality, all of these things. So yeah, so I'm there. I think it's a, you know, Instagram, website. But yeah, like email, you can contact me through my website if you have any questions about anything. But also, you know, Hay House, you can find teaching. I'm part of the card reader teacher course with Abiola and some other teaching things on Hay House too. So you can find me on Hay House as well.
Yay. Thank you so much, sis.
Thank you so much. This was really fun.
This was a lot of fun. And thank you to everybody for tuning in today. Today was day number one of the Secrets of the Ancestors virtual retreat and festival. So you can go to secretsoftheancestors.com, secretsoftheancestors.com, and tune in and get resources there. You can sign in so that you get this replay and you can be able to watch it over again and be like, whoa, wait, what just happened with that reading? And just be able to go through it, and definitely get Goddess Crystal's book and get the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle, and join me tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time back here for another live conversation. And tomorrow's guest is the incredible Sandra Ann Taylor. So you don't want to miss this. I'm so excited that we are doing this. And everyone, have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Abiola, congrats on your newest release. I didn't say that. Yay. I wanted to do that. So thank you everyone for tuning in.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.